Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. According to President Trump, the American attacks on three Iranian nuclear sites, Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan, have completely and totally obliterated those sites and have destroyed the Iranian nuclear program. Others, including a leaked preliminary classified report of the Defense Intelligence Agency, claimed Saturday's airstrikes only set the country's program back by months instead of completely destroying it. It was also reported that allegedly enriched uranium had been moved out of the sites prior to the U.S. strikes. This was also claimed by Iran itself right after the strikes. The Telegraph wrote on June 25, Iran claims to have smuggled almost all of the country's highly enriched uranium to a secret location before the U.S. launched strikes on its three nuclear bases. It is claimed that Iran has other locations deep in the mountains. According to the Daily Mail, dated June 26, one possibility, according to experts, is a secret facility buried even deeper under another mountain, 90 miles south of Fordo, called Mount Doom. It is claimed that large tunnels being bored into the mountain, was also called Pickaxe Mountain, was possible infrastructure for an advanced enrichment facility. When it comes to Iran's future nuclear ambitions, The Independent wrote on June 24, the country has amassed a stockpile over the years of an estimated 400 kilograms of highly enriched uranium, enough to make around 10 nuclear weapons if it were further enriched from 60%, what is now, to the 90% required to construct a device. There is a risk that if the United States wants to prevent a nuclear-armed Iran in the future, it is going to need to strike Iran again and again, because Iran is going to retain that knowledge. The risk of a nuclear-armed Iran cannot be eliminated. That's what the article wrote. Now, we know that many scientists were killed by Israel, but not all of them. So is America going to enter another never-ending war, as some, like Tucker Carlson and others, have warned against? Now, we understand that President Trump has denied all of these things. He has said, no, they have not smuggled out any uranium out of those sites. And, of course, he insists that the sites have been completely obliterated. But only time will tell. But you see, even apart from these strikes, there are other threats coming from Iran. ABC News wrote on June 22, in the wake of President Donald Trump's massive precision strikes on Iran, and let me just say this was a masterful attack, there's no doubt about this, and those pilots have done a masterful job. And no person, from what we understand, has been killed in these strikes. But continuing with this article, concerns have been raised both for Americans in the region and at home. A principal area of worry is cyber attacks by Iran state actors, and it was just reported today that they have already started those cyber attacks, including targeting the banking system or energy grid. Such attacks have already infiltrated U.S. water and wastewater systems. And then before the strike, Iran's parliament had voted to close the Strait of Hormuz. Now, of course, we haven't heard much about that one after the ceasefire was agreed upon, but the threat is most certainly still in the air, so to speak. It's still valid, still there. And of course, then there are sleeper cells. And even Donald Trump has said, yes, there is a concern regarding those, who knows, hundreds, thousands of sleeper cells in the United States. Of course, this was all made possible through the open border policy by Biden when all these terrorists came in. And we don't know how many from Iran and other places actually did come in. And we don't know, of course, where they are today. And that is why most American Iranians and others call for a regime change. The Daily Mail wrote on June 23, Iranian Americans have backed President Trump's strikes on their home nation as they hope the intervention could trigger a revolt against the Ayatollah's regime. In Maryland, one of the largest Iranian communities in America, where over 16,000 Iranian people live, residents have expressed a cautious optimism over the strikes. In a shock post on Sunday, right to Truth Social, Trump wrote, "It's not politically correct to use the term regime change. But if the current Iranian regime is unable to make Iran great again, why wouldn't there be a regime change? Direct American intervention to end the Ayatollah's regime is exactly what many Iranians in America are hoping for." And the following article is quite interesting in this regard. It was published by The Sun, dated June 24. Iran's brutal regime could kill tens of millions of people by smuggling nuclear material and unleashing it on Europe, the nation's exiled prince told The Sun. We're talking about Reza Pahlavi, who is the son of the late Iranian Shah, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi. He warned that Iran's current leaders could still acquire a dirty bomb. He says, terrorism has many means of hurting big time. Nobody anticipated 9/11. It was a terrorist attack. What keeps people not to worry about the fact that the call of these terrorist networks of sleeper cells could smuggle in a few grams of enriched plutonium, throw it in a lake in Europe, and instantaneously kill tens of millions of people who will be radioactively attacked. You don't need a missile or warhead for that. We have at least eliminated the imminent threat of the regime. Does it mean that the regime still doesn't have the capability to acquire nuclear weapons or a dirty bomb by purchasing it from North Koreans? It doesn't eliminate that. That's the entire point. And hopefully, the world this time will be wise enough to say, let us not throw this regime a lifeline. This is time to put an end to it. However, a lifeline has been thrown to the regime. The German paper Die Welt wrote on June 25, the Iranian regime has been significantly weakened by the attacks by Israel and the United States. This is good news for the Iranian people, for Israel, the Middle East, and the world. However, those who hoped, like many people in Iran and Israel, that the rule of the mullahs in Iran would finally end, were disappointed. The regime will not be overthrown. It will continue to massively oppress the Iranians. It will continue to pose a threat to Israel. Among the Iranian people, these attacks have sparked great hopes that they will soon finally be free again. They even dreamed of dancing in the streets. However, these hopes were dashed by the ceasefire negotiated by Trump. The Iranian leadership remains in power. Trump quickly abandoned the regime change that he briefly flirted with. Asked whether he still believes that Iran is committed to peace, Trump affirmed on Tuesday, a completely absurd view of a dictatorship of Ayatollahs and revolutionary guards who adhere to an Islamist martyr ideology. It is this ideology that makes the Iranian regime so dangerous, and to which Trump, unfortunately, shows himself naive. Peace in the Middle East is only possible without the Iranian regime. Shortly after the ceasefire, the rulers in Iran began raids and arrests of opposition figures. Mullahs are preparing new mass crimes against the Iranian people. In Germany, this regime was long downplayed to justify close economic and political ties. Germany is Iran's most important trading partner within the European Union. And for decades, Germany has refused to take sufficient non-military measures against the Islamic Republic. Appeasement and collaboration must finally end, the world wrote. Now, it is interesting that the Bible doesn't say an awful lot about Iran, but some very telling revelations can be found, especially in regard to Iran's relationship with Germany and Europe. And that is why those statements by the son of the late Shah were quite interesting regarding Europe. You see, according to the Bible, Iran will continue to pose a threat even for a short while after Christ's return, not just before. We have prepared a free booklet, Middle Eastern and African Nations in Bible Prophecy. And this booklet goes into biblical details regarding what is being said about Iran. If you want to know, please ask for a free copy. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.